Hello everyone, I hope you're all doing great today and enjoyed these stories. Make sure you check out my Patreon for early access to my videos, which is in the description, and my podcast too for the audio form of these videos. And also I use Instagram at Insomniac Horror if you want to check that out. Hope everyone's doing great today and enjoys these stories. Take care, I'll speak to you all soon. Now I had a house which was in a very nice wooded area. My dad used to be a forest ranger, so as you can imagine, we'd always used to go out camping together or exploring the wilderness and woods. Now, I've had a few experiences, but this one in particular happened when I was only 12 years old. Now, I say only 12 years old, but at the time, I might as well have been a 50-year-old. Having grown up in the wilderness, I was very confident there and actually had no issue being out there alone. Now there was one particular adventure that we went on that stuck out in my mind. Not really until years later and I brought it up again with my dad. I'll explain that more later on. Now for some backstory. My dad was a forest ranger and his brother was too. They'd both been working in the park services for a long, long time. I mean literally more than I'd been alive at the time between them each. So they were very experienced with the unknown or strange experiences. Now my dad didn't really believe in ghosts or anything. My mum did a lot more, but for some reason my dad just wouldn't believe her. I was kind of on the fence because my mum would tell me these stories about how she used to work and there would be ghosts and things that would open the doors when she was a little bit younger. But I didn't really believe it, to be honest, but who knows. I grew up reading ghost stories in books, so I had a tendency towards it being true. Now, we went out on one particular adventure like normal, and we decided to go further than where we usually would. Now, we want to go into the unknown a bit because, of course, it's nice doing the things you know, but it's better when things are unknown. As we head out, the trees are absolutely beautiful. At the time they seemed giant because I was quite small, but honestly, even if I was there today, they would seem really big. They were very thick too, and there wasn't much space in between the trees, making walking quite difficult at times. When you're into the more dense part of the forest, you'd really struggle to not move left or right within a second to not walk into another tree. There were some very beautiful red leaves on the floor too, which I think made it very scenic. It was nice and humid too, which actually created a problem where there were mosquitoes and whatnot out, but it didn't really bother me at the time. Now, during this particular adventure, we have a really good time and eventually decide to stop. Just as we do so, my dad says, "Hey, do you recognize that path?" I say no, and my dad says, "I've never seen this before, let's go and explore it." And we can see some stone path that seems to lead up continuously. Now we can't actually see where this goes to because of the thick trees and the bending nature of the path, but it seems really weird. My dad says this seems like it's a really old design and it shouldn't really be here. We think maybe it's some kind of ruins, but to where? We continue on the path and it actually hurts my feet because I'm used to walking on the soft ground and not this. Now the actual brickwork, or stone should I say, only rise by about 6 inches to 8, so the steps aren't very deep, but I realise I get extremely tired on this walk. Now we continue doing so and my dad makes us stop for a minute. We turn back and we can actually see just about where we've come from. We look ahead and it looks almost exactly the same. What I'm trying to say is that we don't know exactly where we're going, and my dad isn't too sure where he's come from, but we have camping equipment which my dad always carries in case of emergencies, so we can put our tent off if we need and find our way back. The issue with this one particular situation is that my dad didn't bring any communication equipment, and this is back in the day so you don't really have phones and things with you. I would definitely have brought one, but I wouldn't have needed it because the nature was so beautiful. As I'm walking, I realise that another hiker is just off to the left of us. He's wearing a big white robe, which I think is a little bit weird. And I mention it to my dad, but he says, yeah, we're probably near some kind of monument or old house that people are looking at. I think it's a little bit odd because the person's walking on their own and they seem to be following us. They don't seem too weird. They seem maybe 5'8" or 6", so they're not very big, but they're definitely following parallel to us. Now, as we're walking, we realise soon that the steps have disappeared and we're no longer on our path. Just as I mentioned this to my dad, he says, that's funny because I've just realised I can't see them anywhere. We turn around and look in all directions, and there's pretty much no evidence of any kind of man-made thing being out here, which is pretty strange because my feet are still hurting from the stones. Nonetheless, we continue on. The woods actually change now and there's more moss everywhere and it's actually a little bit slippery. My dad says it's strange because he's never seen the terrain change like this. He said it's almost like we've stepped back in time or something, and this is how it would have looked many years ago when the atmosphere was different slightly. I'm pretty annoyed now because my lovely white and grey shoes are looking a weird green colour and are somewhat grass stained by the moss. I don't know how else to describe it, but you know when you get a stain on your shoes that you know for the life of you isn't going to come off. My dad doesn't seem worried at this point, but a little confused. I'm not really concerned, but I think it's strange that there's no sign of that other hiker. I go to mention it to my dad, but he says to be quiet and look. He says, look at that, it's beautiful, isn't it? And we can see a very old Victorian era house just up ahead. It's literally in the dead centre of the woods, and it's beautiful, and there seems to be people inside of it. I ask my dad if we can explore it. He says, I'm not sure if we should because I think there's people that actually live there. I don't think they'll have much of a problem with us going in there. Maybe we should. Just as we've stopped to think about what's happening, I get overcome with the sense that somebody's been watching me. I turn to my left and just in the corner of my peripheral vision, I can see a white thing again. I suddenly realise that it's a hiker that's appeared again, but upon a closer inspection, I can see that their clothes don't really make sense to the environment. It almost looks as though they're wearing clothes which are really old, actually matching those to the people in the house that we've just seen. My dad realises this too, and he actually looks quite worried. Now it's strange because in all the times I've known him, and from where he's worked as a forest ranger, I've never seen him look disturbed or unsettled while being in the woods, so it kind of worries me a bit. My dad then calls out to this person or thing, but it just continues walking. It's almost like it doesn't know that we're there, but it's following virtually parallel to us. The silence that has gone over me and my dad and this thing is somewhat overwhelming when it's interrupted by the sounds of a horse, and I kid you not, a person riding a horse comes straight past us, literally 6 feet away, just dodging in and out of the trees. Again, whatever this person is doing out there doesn't make sense to the environment. Their clothes, again, are very outdated like the people around us. My dad then grabs my arm and says, "We've got to head back now." I look over my shoulder briefly and I can't figure out where the horseman's gone. But even worse, the whole house is gone. I say, Dad, do you see this? He says, look, just go. And we start jogging now. Now my heart was racing because I've never seen my dad look so worried or in fear before. We continue going relatively quickly but have to stop a bit because the terrain's difficult with the moss. I look behind me and I can't see any other signs of any people, any signs of any buildings being there whatsoever, which is unbelievable, because I kid you not, minutes before there was a whole house there with people, and my dad saw it as well as me. We keep on running through the forest and we eventually make it back to the normal part, roughly where we started. What makes this really strange is the entire path that we'd seen before is no longer there. The very thing that made my feet hurt doesn't seem to exist anymore, and the air just feels different. I don't know how to describe it. My dad says we need to get home quickly, and eventually we make it back to our home. I start telling my mom about what happened, and she says that's really strange. She tells us that maybe we've had some kind of time warp, and it's a known thing where people seem to touch or go somewhere and they suddenly are thrown back into time. Some kind of time loop, I don't know how to describe it. Now at the time, I desperately wanted to tell all my friends and family, but my dad quickly stops me and my mom. My mom's worried that my dad's not going to be able to get work if this is reported, but upon further investigation, there used to be an ancient settlement in this part of the woods, and the houses would match up perfectly with the one that we had seen. Now, I don't want to say it was paranormal or some kind of ghostly activity, but I have no idea what it was. It was literally like we'd stepped back in time, and we were watching something that we couldn't be a part of, and the things we were watching had no idea that we were there. Now, I'm an avid hiker, who enjoyed nothing more than camping in the great outdoors or scenic walks through the wilderness. I did have one experience, however, that really changed my views on things while doing so. It was during the springtime that I went solo camping and hiking. Now, I live near a beautiful national park that had lots of forest rangers in the area, so help was always just a call away if you really needed it, so I never felt too bad being there. So I set out on my trek to find a good camping spot, and it was absolutely beautiful. What I really liked about this walk is that you're very isolated out there, but like I said, never too far from danger. I loved being at one with the nature and really felt peace in doing so. I remembered walking on the trail and thinking how beautiful nature is and almost like we don't deserve this. The trees were really pretty there with moss on it, and there was lots of different kinds of trees. Now for the first part of my hike, everything's going brilliantly. The scenery eventually changes and I see a small stream just ahead of me, and large hills or mountains, I'm not sure what you'd call them, off in the distance. There's beautiful red brush on either side of where I was walking, and I really think this is perfect and how lucky I am to be able to enjoy this. Now you have to be careful while walking because there are wild animals like anywhere, but you have to remember that this is their home, not yours, and you're just a visitor. As I'm walking, I see a big blue tent to the left of me. It's a strange colour, almost like a sky blue one, and it doesn't really look in place, if that makes sense. It's literally next to the path too. I can also see a fire pit just up to the right side of where I am, but I don't think too much of it. I do see some strange sticks up ahead that actually look like bones, but upon closer inspection though, I realise that these are literally just sticks, so I'm not really worried, and I continue onwards. As I continue making my way down, I can see a really beautiful lake ahead of me, and there seems to be somebody fishing just off in the distance. I sit down for a moment on one of the rocks that actually overlooks a beautiful lake, and I think how nice this is. I sit here for a while, and suddenly hear a whistling sound. It's definitely coming from the person over by the lake, and I'm not sure whether it's to me or not, but it's enough to unsettle me, and I continue onwards. It's starting to get a little bit dark now, but I can still see pretty well around me. I just admire how pretty the trees are because there's green, red and yellow ones all around me. I decide I should at least get away from this person's camping spot. As I do so, I notice an ancient grave marking to my left. It's made out of sticks and it's probably been there for a long time, but I think this is really strange. I've never really seen anything like it before. I stop again on another side of the lake now. I'm thinking of how beautiful it is here, and I can actually see snow-covered hilltops or mountains in the distance slightly. I'm met once again by the whistling sound, which I think's really odd. I've now decided that I actually want to go further before I set up camp because I need to get away from whoever these people are. I'm not sure whether it's the same person doing this, but I can't be sure, so I'm always going to be cautious, especially where I'm on my own in this situation. I eventually come across a beautiful site and set up for the night. I make a very small fire, eat my food, and lay back reading a book. I'm suddenly hear a loud bang sound next to where I am. It's hard to describe, but it's almost like somebody's threw something that shattered. I look outside and, to my surprise, there's broken glass all around. I get really angry and scream, "Hey, who the hell did that?" I look around and I can't see anyone. This is a really bizarre moment for me. I'm too tired to actually change my camping location and I ended up falling asleep exactly where I was, which I now realise is pretty stupid in hindsight. But strangely enough, when I woke up, the glass was actually missing from where I was. I'd actually slept in for too long now, and I was actually a little bit annoyed at myself for doing so. I decide not to worry and just continue on my hike. I don't want to let some idiot ruin this for me because it's so beautiful. I continue on my hike like normal and I come across a small bridge and I stop to appreciate how beautiful the stream is running next to it over some rocks. As I do so, I hear something fall from a tree. I think this is really strange because I haven't heard any animals at this point. And it was very close to me. I stop again and a rock actually hits me. Now I look up quickly and laugh thinking, oh, the squirrels are doing stuff to me and don't want me here. But I get a feeling I should continue on. And I continue down the opposite direction that I've come from. I decide that I need to get to an area closer to civilizations or at least a ranger station in case I'm in trouble. Now I do know roughly where I'm going so I'm not too scared, but on the walk down I have to be careful because there's lots of trees that have fallen all around me. Now it gets to that time again where I have to settle in for the night. Now this particular night was much more eventful than the other ones I've been in, especially any other time camping. Let me explain. The exact same thing happens again. I'm reading a book and I hear a strange sound around me. It unsettles me and I decide to get out and see what it is, thinking maybe there's a dog or something outside, but I don't see anything. I look around in all directions and I can just about make out some kind of orange thing in the distance. Now, I don't know how to describe it other than one of those chemical or hazmat suits, but without the big glass or plastic bit on the front. It's almost like the kind of stuff you'd wear skiing, but not if that makes sense. I wasn't really close enough to know exactly what these are, but I realise there's multiple people standing in very similar outfits. Thinking my mind's playing tricks on me, I convince myself this can't be anything that I'm actually seeing and go back to sleep again. When I wake up the following day, there's strange markings around my tent. Nothing too worrying, but just really weird things, like stones moved around and a small cross made out of sticks. Okay, this is too much for even me to handle. I decide that I should start heading back now. Only problem is, the quickest way to get back is through an even longer hike, but eventually it becomes a shortcut. I decide this is a better option as I hopefully won't encounter more of these people, and I considered radioing it in to the rangers or trying to contact them, but I think, what if this is just my mind playing tricks on me? So I continue walking after packing up my things. Now the trees again are very beautiful. In this part, you can see very clearly through them, which actually makes me feel more comfortable. If that makes sense, like there's lots of trees but you can see through them and there's lots of light. But it kind of does that flashing shadowy thing which is a little bit annoying, but I've got bigger fish to fry at this point. The path now is more of an asphalt or gravel. I don't really know how to describe it, but it's much better than where I was. I still don't see any signs of life though, which I think is pretty strange. I get to about 10 miles out from where I need to be, but night's setting in and I'm getting cold, so I set up my camp once again. This time, I decide to leave some of the leaves and whatnot to at least hide my shelter. And this probably took a good 40 minutes to do, but really, I hid this well. Standing back, I actually lost my tent a few times and I couldn't figure out exactly where I was. Anyway, I'd eventually go back into my tent and settle in for the night. And I can tell you it was a cold one today. It's strange because the other days haven't been cold like this, but I think maybe it's just because where I've had to camouflage my shelter, it's more cold. I don't know, I'm pretty confused. Now this time when I go to sleep, I'm extremely vigilant, very paranoid that somebody or something might be outside waiting for me. I listen and listen and listen, convinced that there's going to be something out there, but I don't hear anything, and I eventually fall asleep. I remembered waking up feeling like I had slept for an exceptionally long time. I'm thinking maybe I was so tired that I'd hallucinated all of the other things, and that this is what I needed. However, when I opened my eyes, it was a different story. Let me explain. When I woke up, I could see lots of my things, like clothes and whatever I left outside the tent had been burnt. Now it's strange because this completely contradicted the beautiful environment that I was in, but Lord have mercy did it scare me. What's more is there was more strange markings into the ground. They normally had crosses or stars, and some of them appeared to be in some kind of red paint, or blood. Looking back on it now, I'm certain this was blood, but I just didn't want to accept it because I was quite scared at the time. All I knew is this looked extremely weird and should not have been here. And who the hell had burnt my stuff? It seemed odd too because when I looked around, I realised that nobody was here but me. And I decided to investigate further, actually getting angry. Why has somebody burnt all of my freaking stuff? I had an expensive camera too that was now gone. I knew I should have slept with it. But the thing that I couldn't understand was how did anybody know where I was? I could not have hid the shelter better. It was next to a large collapsed tree too, and honestly, I think even animals would have struggled to find this, but what's that stench? There's a smell that I just can't seem to shake. It smells absolutely disgusting. I look around trying to find the source of it and I can't find anything. I realise there's no point taking my tent now because, well, it's covered in leaves and things that are a little bit dirty and it was a cheap one anyway, but I can't figure out the smell. I then decide to look on the opposite side of the large tree that I put my tent up against, and then I see it. An animal carcass, which is defigured to the point I can't figure out what this is. It looks like an animal's had its way with it and absolutely destroyed it, but it's perked up onto a cross made out of sticks. So one, this is no animal, and two, who or whatever done this is absolutely insane. I lose my breath for a second and the next thing I know, I'm in full sprint mode trying to cover the 10 miles as quick as possible. I leave literally everything there. I walk past some joggers who must think what's wrong with me as I get closer to where the car park is. I eventually made it over there, then immediately drive to the nearest ranger station. I don't know who or what done this, but clearly they can do lots of harm. But how the hell did they find me? How long and how close must they have been following me for if they could see exactly where I went, figure out I camouflaged my tent, then did God knows what outside. I quickly report it to the ranger, and this is then passed on and they say that I can come back in a couple of weeks and they're going to investigate. They tell me that they think it's probably some cultist because they've had strange activity out there before and people doing weird things but they just can't seem to find them, saying I'm extremely lucky based on what they've heard about things that happened before, but they wouldn't tell me anything else about it, saying, come back and we'll let you know what happened, leave it to us. Well, I hate to say this, but I never had the nerve to go back there and find out. I don't know whether it's some kind of natural thing that my brain was doing to try and protect me or whatever, but I just couldn't face it. I never went camping again after that, alone or in groups. You can imagine why. I struggle sometimes when I fall asleep if I hear noises now. I think I might have some minor PTSD from it, because every time there's a sound when I'm sleeping that makes me jump, I think things are about to go south really quickly, and I think I'm being followed, and I'm about to be attacked. So last week, me and my friend went camping together for the first time, and something happened. When we got to the site, there was one other person there, a young, like early 20s woman named Joey. She introduced herself and said she knew the woods like the back of her hand, and offered to show us around. We accepted and off she went, showing us some of the trails and the best views, and was very sweet. She even joined us at our fire at night and talked about how she grew up camping with her dad. And around 12, she left and went to bed. When we woke up, I mentioned how nice Joey had been to my friend, but she had no idea who I was talking about. According to her, we're the only ones there, and we had found the spot by ourselves, and we had gone to bed much earlier. Over the next few days, I kept mentioning it, but she's adamant there was no Joey ever. We left after 4 days and have talked about it since, but she still doesn't remember, despite having very clear memories of the whole day with Joey. I even checked the pictures I took, no Joey. Not even someone who looks like her. What happened? So this encounter happened many years ago when I was very young. It was in 2001 or 2, and I was 11 or 12 at the time. My uncle was interested in purchasing some land near Red Oak, Oklahoma. I don't know exactly where, but it was several acres in very remote wilderness. My father, mother, and myself decided to accompany him one Saturday and scope out the property. From our home, it was a little more than a 3-hour drive, but we all loved riding in the car. So, while it was not going to be the most eventful road trip ever, it was nice to get out of the house. Upon arrival, I remembered being very underwhelmed by this. No houses anywhere near, and hardly even signs of life, apart from birds, and the wooded area wasn't exactly what I'd call picturesque. Still, we park our car off the road and go to explore a little deeper into the woods. My uncle was talking about buying the land for hunting, not really my cup of tea. As we walk through the woods, it's a really nice day, but something feels weird. Everyone in our group remarked about the weird feeling, but Dad and Uncle laugh it off. My mum had goosebumps and kept looking over her shoulder, which makes me on edge. She was very insistent that it's weird and she wanted to leave, saying it felt like she's being watched. After a bit of hiking, I noticed that there's a small red building. I've seen bigger storage sheds in the shrubs, but it looks very well built. My uncle said there was nothing about it on the listing, so we went to peek inside and the doors open. And inside there were open cans of food, a ratty blanket on the floor, and it stunk like nothing I've ever smelt before. Following the discovery, we all agreed it would be best to get back into the car, and if there was something crazy in the woods, then we wouldn't be there to find him, whoever it was. Only issue, we had walked pretty far into the woods and now weren't exactly sure which direction was correct. The eerie feeling really ramped up and we were all scared. We ended up trekking another mile before we finally found the road, but when we were further down from the road where we parked our car, we weren't really sure exactly where we were, but at least we could just follow the road. Walking along the road, we come across a truly unsettling sight. Right in the middle of the asphalt was a dark grey cat on fire. I have no idea why a cat was there or how that came to be. but obviously we're really confused and there's no one inside it. We ran over the rest of the way to the car and there was a huge scratch in the paint all the way down the side. Thankfully, that was the only damage and my dad was able to start it without any trouble and we drive as fast as we possibly can. My heart is jumping as I even recount this story. I was hunting for black bear one day, bloody hell, back in the early 2000s. The area I was hunting in was northern Clinton County. My ex-brother-in-law and I enjoyed the area and spent many a season scouting and hunting these lands. This part of the county is filled with long hollows, steep inclines, and hard to access trails. We both liked to do our thing and hunt separate terrains. I would often drive down into the hollows while he looked around the ridgelines hoping to get a shot at whatever I pushed over the top. We both carried pretty bumped up two-way radios to keep a general idea of where we are, though often the terrain makes it difficult to get a good reception. This was a typical PA, bear season. It was on the Wednesday of the season, third and last day of the brief season it was back then. The woods were quiet with no distant whooping or yodeling of various opening day camps. Driving through the woods, the weather was cold, grey and windy when we separate to begin our hunt and continue throughout the day. I spent the day still hunting down this long hollow south of a little town in central Clinton County with the idea of meeting my brother-in-law at the top of the ridge at the agreed time of 4 p.m. giving us plenty of time to hike through together the last few miles back to his truck. After hunting all day, I found an old game trail that appeared to meander its way up the ridge down towards where he knew I'd be waiting. After close to an hour, maybe around 3:30, I made my way 2/3 over the top, stopping often, securing the slope of that jet black fur of a roaming bear. Along the trail, I come upon a used fire ring, and I mean long ago. It was very rudimentary in its build and appearance, having only been used once. The ring's rocks were covered in lint and only had the faintest traces of black from a long time ago. I found it odd that a fire ring would be here, considering the steepness of the slope, but it was a very small, somewhat leveled ridge. Then I figured I would sit and eat the rest of my pack food and sit still, hoping to catch a final chance to see a bear. All the while it felt odd, somewhat unwelcoming, like I shouldn't have been there, almost like I was at a forbidden interloper on somebody's valued spot. I sat for maybe 20 minutes and thought it was time to continue the trek upwards to my bud. As I stood up, I slung my backpack on and reached down to sling my rifle on my shoulder. As I stood up, I hear my name called out very loudly. It really didn't sound like it was behind me, rather all around in my head. Just as I turned around, my rifle was slapped off my shoulder and I felt force, and something slapped a big bit of wood across the stock. I quickly managed to save my gum from dashing into the rocks at my feet. I grabbed it in the nick of time before turning around and I'm ready to see who or what it was. There's nobody there though, and there's absolutely no way it could have been my brother-in-law. No one was there. It's crazy because if anybody rushed off, I would have definitely seen them and definitely heard them. I had a sick feeling in my stomach, chills run throughout my body. I muttered a Hail Mary a few times and speed up to the top of the ridge, meeting my buddy. And we quietly hike our way out of the woods to his truck in the dark spread of evening. This has bothered me for years now and I have no idea what happened that day. I never went back to that area of woods too. My brother has a winter job closing parks. He drives around in a country vehicle and makes sure no one is in the park before closing the gates. He does this from about 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. and it's pretty dark out. The other day he was closing one of the parks when he saw a man hopping through the woods. The man then saw him and crouched down and just watches my brother. Another time, my brother left and went to another park where he found a coyote completely frozen still, as though it was still alive. I was hiking in Wolmati National Forest on a trail that I'm very familiar with. I had my two dogs with me, a hound and a Labrador. We had just got off a really steep hill, and I sat down for a rest. My dogs are usually cruising around, sniffing out little critters and enjoying themselves. Suddenly, one of the dogs starts growling and staring down the trail where we had just come from. Just like that, they both get up next to me and start growling, staring down the trail, then running, coming back though. It's not a particularly bushy area, so I can see pretty far but don't see anything, but the dogs are convinced something's there, and I believe them, maybe a cougar. After a while they calmed down, and we kept going and looped back on another trail. I had a pocket knife with me that I kept for the remainder of the journey and kept looking back. We eventually get back okay, but since then they've never acted like it, and I have no idea what it was to this day. I've been backpacking and camping mostly solo as an adult for the majority of my life. I'm cautious about my surroundings, and I listen carefully when out. I try to remain an observer and move through the land with little impact. I'm also very interested in mysterious and obscure cryptids or just things that are unknown. Now, this is something that I've always been interested in, to be honest. Now, I've read most of the missing 411 cases, and I am a serious devotee of true crime. All the morbid and curious things I can find, anything strange that will fire the imagination, truthfully. Now, there have been occasions where I felt slightly uncomfortable or even watched when I've been out in the woods, but mostly I've chalked it up to me just being out there on my own, really, and maybe just being alert. My inherent skepticism makes me less susceptible to encounters with other things that I've experienced. I look for the logical explanation first. I never encountered anything truly off or really deranged people out in the forest, but I do consider the biggest threat to be the human animal. A few years ago, I set out to camp near an old forest growth in North Georgia. Most of my old growth here is gone, but there are places that haven't been logged, and if you get the chance to visit one, wherever you live, I'd suggest it. It's beautiful, very scenic, and alive in a way that's hard to describe. Now, this particular forest was one of the hemlock and poplar, and the trees there are massive. I had a guidebook that gave me directions out into the sticks, following little country roads that eventually turned into gravel, after a long drive into a national forest park where I lived near the trail, which was unmaintained, meaning it wasn't very popular or highly travelled. I hiked out through the woods to where the trail eventually kind of stops. There was very little undergrowth. I spent the afternoon just exploring it, looking at the trees and enjoying the calm. I eventually made my way down to a creek and crossed over to it to an open field that formed a sort of bowl in the land with hills and ridges on all sides. The fact that there was a field means that there had, I guess at one point, been people living in that area, but I don't really see anything when I get there, indicating there's settlements or whatnot. I set up my tent and made some food. It was late when I decided to have a little smoke and lay out in the field in front of my tent and look at the stars before bed. There was little to no light pollution, and I always relished the opportunity to enjoy looking at the stars. As I lay there, I began hearing a loud knocking sound coming up from the ridge where I'd been earlier in the day, maybe 1,000 yards away. There's actually 3 knocks, which are followed by a long pause. 3 more than a repeat. When I say knocks, I mean very loud noises, like 2 logs or trees being hit together. Loud enough to really unsettle me and feel the reverberation in the bowl I was eating out of. loud enough that you can feel it almost. I could pinpoint where the sound was coming from, but it was right in the forest and it's dark out now. I thought that it had been a person making the noise because what else would make such a rhythmic sound? It was extremely loud and would have been considerably difficult to make this much noise. I'd also seen no one else during the day in that direction too, or anyone else at all. Eventually the sound stopped and I went to bed, feeling like I'd heard something I wasn't supposed to hear, or maybe I heard something specifically which was meant for me to hear it. Now I've told my friends about this experience and they either say that it was for sure a Sasquatch or I had a close encounter with a strange person, but why would a person be out in the woods so late at night smashing logs together so loud?